We've all pretty much eaten what we want, yet there's still a big pile of food. We've had a private screening of a film on a laptop. Somebody's got hay fever, probably. That's Brian's nostrils you just heard vacating a large amount of air. Nostrils which have been sucking in and out quite violently as he cycled 50 miles to get here. You're looking forward to the 50 miles home. Sitting on the cold ground, how are your legs?
They're cramping up a little bit, and I need to get back on the bike soon.
Hedgie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It was kind of weird seeing people come along to visit the grave who had no idea it was his birthday.
Yeah, that was pretty special.
And they were very pleasantly surprised. So they hung around with us for a while, and it's always nice. I took a quick trip to the train station and picked up yourself.
Daniel.
And your good lady.
Gabriella.
Now, you're from Austria, and we met on the plane yesterday. Your girlfriend is from Brazil, I believe.
Yes.
Now, you weren't going to come here today. You were off looking for other things.
Well, we were looking for a labyrinth to visit in London, but I was pleasantly surprised someone recognizing a quote on my T-shirt, and that fit actually very well, no?
I think our first words were me saying to you, I'm going to his grave tomorrow, and I think you followed that with, what?
Exactly.
And here we are. I mean, yesterday in a airport bar, sounds dodgy. And today, sat next to a graveside, which is probably slightly more dodgy. You told me about a festival that you run in Austria, a kind of underground music, culture, film festival that's actually underground. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, it's not precisely underground, but inside of a hill. So in Graz, in Austria, we have a small hill, the Schlossberg. And inside of the hill, there's an elevator with which you can travel through a few venues inside. That is like basically a large cave adapted venue where you can have events with up to 1,000 people inside of the hill.
Wow, which is definitely underground if you're standing on top of the hill.
Absolutely. And from the elevator we also derive the name. We run the Elevate Festival, which is a festival for political discourse and contemporary, mostly electronic music. And on 5 days, always late October, we do discuss about important political topics and also listen to interesting music and art installations during the night.
So what kind of things have happened in the past and what do you have planned for this year?
Well, we always have a motto every year. In 2007 it was Elevate Democracy, in 2008 it was Elevate the Commons, in 2009 we discussed about the crisis, in 2010 about the civil society and how we can change things to the better. And well, in 2011 we sat down and thought actually we should discuss the 21st century. So we're going to elevate the 21st century and have discussions on different kind of topics, from technology, science, up until society, concepts of society, surveillance state, media, communication, many topics on 5 days in late October.
Fascinating. And can you do an exclusive just to hint to what next year's is going to be called as well? Because you've already named this.
Yeah, we already have a better name, if you will. Yeah. Well, next year we're going to see where it goes. We know climate change is a crisis that is very dangerous. We also know that the financial markets are actually, you know, bubbling up. And so who knows if we are going to elevate the apocalypse next year or not.
Which ties in very well with the 2012 apocalyptic stories that always crop up.
Well, and we might be safe because we're inside of a hill. It reminds me a lot of the James Bond, I believe in Goldfinger or something like this, where the guy is inside of the hill, you know, with all the infrastructure.
Yeah, we have that. I was there only a couple of days ago. It's very strange to hear it talking about it because I just thought this is like an evil layer of a supervillain, and what a perfect place it seems to have these kind of conversations. What do you think is needed right now? We're here primarily as a social media get together with an overlapping conversation around politics, the surveillance state, you know, kind of civil liberties. We talk about all kinds of stuff. You have been involved in social media yourself, but you've quite publicly, which is kind of contradictory in itself, extracted yourself by deleting your Facebook account recently. what would you use instead to network and communicate? We have the technology to talk to each other. Surely we should be doing it in a less corporate manner. Are they your thoughts?
Exactly. I would start with an initiative that we say we should separate the term social network from Facebook, for example. Facebook per se is for me not a social network. It is an advertisement company that is providing a communication infrastructure for us to build a social network for them, more or less. Because the commodification that is happening with many of these corporate controlled systems is very problematic. And when talking about social media, I'm totally up for social media and for communicating in the best way possible, but also ideally with free software, with open source systems, with systems that are not under corporate control. I think that is very important for the future, and I think that is, like I said, I can't criticize these corporate systems with myself still being there somehow. So I think it's time for all of us to set examples, leave these systems, and the time we save from not spending, wasting time there, we can use to build up alternative systems. Systems that are decentralized, that are safe, that are open, and that are made for all of us to communicate securely.
It's always about this time of the day, some kind of aircraft starts hovering above us. A lot of people will see Facebook and other platforms like this as a distraction, as a time-wasting tool. There will be other people out there that feel they get immense value, even if it's just entertainment. What do you say to these people?
Well, I say you have to be conscious that you do a deal. Facebook is not free. You're selling your name, your personal data, your utmost personal data, your networks, your habits of communication to a very large American company that is well aligned with many other structures of interest. It serves only two purposes: intelligence gathering and commercial purposes, and you are working for that company. That is, for me, I mean, everyone has to decide what is the deal for one in a life, in many decisions, but I think in this way you should rather look on for alternatives. I think that's very important. I think in general what you mentioned before, what's very important nowadays, I think, is really consciousness about all these systems that are around us, consciousness about the state of the world, because, well, climate change and financial crisis and all these crises are very dangerous. And consciousness is very important, especially also with the systems we use. And technology is so fast. I like to picture a highway into the future, and technology is surpassing consciousness with a turbo on the right side very fastly. And consciousness really needs to get up and realize what's happening there. And once you open a Facebook account, once you open a account with these companies, once you use Google and Gmail, you have to realize that your data will be stored there forever. And you have no rights there. You have no digital habeas corpus, which I think is a very interesting demand for the future.
You make it sound so attractive. Not.
I hope so. On the note, I have to promote a film that is coming out. It's called Article 12. You can find it on article12themovie.com. It's a very film that makes hopefully more people sensitive to the topics of security, surveillance, privacy. Well,
and we've just had a showing of the trailer here by the side of George Orwell's grave. We were using a great online video sharing community called Vimeo. In your mind, probably one of the better ways for using these kinds of platforms to making media social?
Well, Vimeo as well as Flickr, who are also owned, I think Flickr is owned by Yahoo, yeah, or am I wrong? Yeah. But at least at these systems you have the right to decide, you keep the rights for your content.
Yeah.
When you upload something on Facebook, you have right on your content. When you upload something on YouTube, I don't believe you have. And on Vimeo or also on Flickr, you can choose a Creative Commons license, for example, which is very good.
Yeah, so more controllability. And now seems to be as good a time as ever, although, you know, people like the Open Rights Group have been striving for stuff for a long time. They saw this coming ages and ages ago. There needs to be more organisations, more getting together, more collaboration, so that we can create tools that we have more control over. So tomorrow, if I had a magic wand and I could create the ultimate tool which gives me a proper social networking tool for myself. I would like to see an open source, like Identica almost was, or status.net as it's called now, version of Twitter, a microblogging platform where it was undeniable how much control I had over this. Would you do something similar?
Absolutely. I think there is also, like always in history, when things are getting into a point where changes are obvious, there's many concepts for that. I also want to advertise for the Freedom Box concept of Eben Moglen. You can find it, or just use any kind of search engine to find the Freedom Box Foundation. It's a very interesting project, and it's also a project that is not just tackling the software side, but also the hardware side. Because, of course, you need to think, where is this? How is this hardware built? Where are the minerals coming from for the hardware and the technology we use? That is a question that should really be asked, because these minerals are finite, yep, and they're mostly being taken out of countries in a very, very bad way. That is also something to be conscious about when we use technology, not just the software, but also the hardware.
So being more aware, definitely the key here. Interesting, you mentioned Google a moment ago. I know that there are different choices of searching nowadays, although I don't know many people that use Bing. You use a Google scraper, I noticed. Is that right?
Yes, there's this little website called Scroogle, and there's also plugins for Firefox or any other good browser out there. You can use it with SSL, so you can use a secure search engine that is not tracing directly to your machine.
So Scroogle is kind of a scraper. You get all the benefits of the Google search, but what kind of search do you get? If every person that searches Google is getting different results because Google has stored the cookies relevant to that person, what do you get when you search through Scroogle?
Well, if I follow the concept of Google's algorithm, I get what most people search on through Scroogle's machines. Even though Scroogle might, of course, take care and delete the cookies and take certain measures not to store this kind of information that is stored on every other machine. So yeah, it's a very interesting topic because Google is using an algorithm to filter your search results. So there's many examples of people on the topic of Egypt, for example, get totally different search results. No. It might be that you get only travel to the Nile,
exactly,
kind of hits as the first five, which most people click, and other people might find information about the revolution. Mm. But it is kind of a total change of concept on how we receive information. If algorithms decide only what's best for you, then you lose the ability to see something else that is out there. That is very important. When you read a newspaper today, you might stumble upon the sports or the culture department or whatever you normally are not so interested in, but find an interesting article that changes your life. If Google is only selecting what its algorithms think is best for you, then you might end up in a bubble
exactly,
in a bubble, yes.
I noticed that Hedgewitch is trying to mess with the system on a meta level by Googling for Scroogle, and you found it, so Google is quite open about letting you see that.
Yes, so it seems, yes.
Daniel, thank you very much indeed. Can you tell me about where people can find more information about the festival, should they have a bit of free time towards the end of October?
Yeah, of course, you just type in elevate.at for Austria, and there you find all the information about the festival.
We'll be wrapping up here shortly, probably eating a bit of more food. Need to find out what time the train leaves from the random station in the middle of nowhere so you can get back to civilization. And then we're all going to probably go our separate ways. On the back of a T-shirt right in front of me, it says, "The past was erased, the erasure was forgotten, the lie became truth." A quote from George Orwell, and that's how I met Daniel yesterday. Thanks very much, guys. Thank you very much. Safe trip back on the bike.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
From Brazil.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio.